right there, don't you? That Jesus sort of looks like it's in stone. You know why? Because he told Peter. He asked Peter and the disciples, who do men say I am? Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And Peter said, well, they say this and they say that, and John the Baptist and Isaiah and Jeremiah. And he said, but who do you say I am? And Peter piped up like he always does. And Peter said, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. Say that with me. You are the Son of the living God. And then Jesus said, upon this rock, Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church. And a lot of people, I don't know how they got it screwed up, but down through the years thought, I guess the church was built on Peter. So he's the first pope or whatever. And I don't mean to be ugly, guys, but that's not the Bible. He wasn't saying, Peter, I'm going to build it all on you. Isn't that the dumbest thing on the planet to think that he was going to come shed his life and build it on some fella? Isn't that crazy to say? Okay? So it didn't mean that at all. He did say this, though. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is the rock? It's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. When you know that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the gates of hell shall not prevail against that. Did you hear me? Know Christ is your Savior. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to have to worry about the gates of hell. Amen. Say. When you know Christ. So, Roger made that like that, that sort of rocky look, because he's the rock. Amen. See that? He's the rock. He's the Son of God, and he's the Son of Man. We talked about Son of God in the first hour. Second hour this morning, we want to talk about Jesus being the Son of Man. And we're just going to roll with it, and we'll study together and see what we can find. So Jesus, say that with me, Jesus, Son of, one more time, help me now, Jesus, Son of Man. It helps me if you'll talk a little bit with me up here, and you might learn something. Jesus came to this earth as a what? Not a what? It only makes sense he would come as a king. He's God. My goodness. Come on. But he came as a what? He came as a man. We want to build that case today. Keep looking. He showed us that true greatness is found not in ruling over others, but in what? Isn't that what the church is about? Isn't that what the church should be about? You know something that stinks really bad at church is when somebody feels like they should be served, or they've got a little prima donna attitude. It just stinks, don't it? Say it stinks. And if that's the way you used to it being somewhere, we don't do it that way here. The way you are elevated at Fellowship Church is by your serving. And what I mean by elevated, hey, if you want to do it at Fellowship Church, serve. And if you want to do more, then serve more. And if you want to do more, then serve more. Amen. It's like the Bible says, if you want to have friends, show yourself what? Friendly. That's how you get friends. Okay, if you want to work for the Lord and you really want to please the Lord, serve the Lord. Okay, and we love serving you. And it's an honor for me to serve you, but it's a beautiful thing and it smells so good when people want to serve. Did you hear me or not? Yes or no? That's who we are. That's who we want to be. That's who he was. He didn't come, look, I'm the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Was he? Yes. He didn't come that way. He came as a man. To serve us. The greatest king of all. He stooped to the lowest level and was made in what? The likeness of men. God became a man. The Son of Man. That's what we're talking about today. Keep that thought, okay? Jesus was human. He was born of a woman. I mean, that's what we've just celebrated. We've celebrated Christmas. We've come through his birth. We know his mother's name was what? Mary. But he was also the Son of God. Was Joseph his biological father? No. God, the Holy Spirit, overshadowed Mary. He was the father of Jesus. He is the Son of God. But he was also the Son of Man. Was he Mary's boy? Sure he was. He's Mary's boy. Yeah. Son of Man, Jesus. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a what? A son, and you shall call his name who? In case you don't know this, it's something a lot of people don't know. What does the name Jesus mean? It means God saves. Say that with me. God saves. Mary, you're going to have a boy and call him Jesus. What's that mean? God saves. One more time. God, don't you think you ought to know what his name means? One more time. God saves. That's why there's no other name given among men where you must be saved. Why? Because God only saves in His Son's name, and His Son's name means God saves. Did you hear me or not? Yeah, but what about Buddha? And what about Mohammed? It's not God's Son. Their name ain't Jesus. And it's funny how a lot of these religions, they want to piggyback Jesus. They want to get a little Jesus and add a little Jesus to their thing. And that makes it sort of cool, see, because Jesus is part of us too. Listen, no, Jesus is what it's all about. You listening or not? He is the thing. Amen. Say. His name means God saves. God doesn't save any other way than through His Son Jesus. Now, if that offends you a little bit, you're listening today or listening on radio or whatever, truth is truth. Instead of arguing with Daddy for giving His Son, we ought to thank Daddy He gave His Son. Amen? Say. I said in the first crowd this morning, listen to me. If you were about to die and Daddy gave a son so you could live, you'd thank Daddy. But with religion, we want to argue with it. Why don't you thank God that He so loved the world and gave His only begotten Son? Won't you receive Him today? Are you hearing me today? Behold, you're going to have a son. Call Him Jesus. So He was born of a woman, Galatians says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His what? Son made of a what? Woman made under the law. He came down here, listen, He came down here and He lived just like you and me. Okay? Made of a woman, made under the law. Right here. Jesus was human. He had flesh and blood. You might think, Clark, you're boring us to tears. Would you just hang in here with me for a moment? Okay. He had flesh and blood. You mean Jesus had flesh? He had flesh and blood just like you have. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also what? Himself likewise did what? Took part of the what? That through what? Death, He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the who? The devil. He had flesh and blood. He's the Son of Man, born of a woman, Father God, Mother Mary, came here so He could taste death for us. He had flesh and blood. He was human. He had a body, a soul, and a what? Say that with me. Come on, church. He had a body, a soul, and a spirit just like us. He's the Son of Man. Nobody else did this for you. Nobody else could do this for you. Nobody else ever will do this for you. Get this hammered home that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. He's the right way. He's the true way. Nail that in your life today. Quit playing the game. Well, if I just go to church, if I just whatever, all roads lead to heaven. Can't tell you how many times I hear people say that. No, all roads lead to hell except one. Jesus. Did you hear me? That's like going on a trip. Well, all roads lead to Ohio. No, it doesn't. I think if you stay 75, will you get to Ohio or not? You'll get to Ohio if you take 75. Well, try to take 95 and see where that gets you. That's going to put you up through Fayetteville, North Carolina. Say hi, hi. It's funny. Our reasoning. All roads don't lead to heaven. Only one road. Jesus. Got it? I know I'm beating it, but that's all right. He had a body, soul, and spirit. For in that she poured this ointment on my body, Jesus speaking, she did it for my burial. Okay? Hang on. Body, soul, and spirit. Have we got the right scriptures on this one? And he went a little further, and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thy will. Yes, and immediately when Jesus perceived in His spirit that they so reasoned within Himself. So He has a body, a soul, and a spirit. Ointment on the body, got a soul, spirit. Just making the point, He perceived in His spirit that they so reasoned with themselves. He said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your heart? Here's a familiar scripture about His spirit. When Jesus cried with a loud voice, He said, Say it with me, Father, into Thy hands I commend my what? Having said thus, He gave up the ghost. So point of those scriptures was body, point ointment on the body, soul, and He had a spirit just like you and me. So He was human. He grew up just like any other boy. Talking about Jesus being the Son of Man. Now, the whole first service was He's the Son of God. This one focusing on He's the Son of Man. And Jesus, the child, grew. That's what He did. Just like a regular kid. That's what Jesus was. He grew and He waxed strong in His spirit. He was filled with what? wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. But he grew up just like other kids grow up. He looked like any other man. What did Jesus look like? You know, here's what Jesus, he looked like any other man. Jesus came, guys, not as a king. He came, if anything, incognito. He came disguised. He came just like us. Surely God will never come like us. That's exactly how he came. What did he look like? He looked just like a Jewish man. Well, I don't believe he looked like a Jewish man. Well, he did look like a Jewish man. You're crazy. Are you listening or not? Sure he did. Then says the woman of Samaria unto Jesus, how is it that you, being a what? She looked at him. How is it you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the what? Jews have no dealings with the who. So Jesus, he looked just like, he was a man. And he was a Jewish man. That's what he looked like. He said unto, then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. And you said you've seen Abraham. What does that mean? Why did I put that scripture up there? Because Jesus, when he was in his 30s, he looked like he was in his 30s. You understand? Say, what did Jesus look like? Well, he looked like you. He looked like me, except he was, of course, Jewish. Got it? Yes or no? You think I'm crazy? Stay with it. Come on. We're talking about Jesus being the Son of Man. Say that with me. Jesus was just like. Can we say that again? Jesus was just like on purpose. He did this on purpose. That's how much you matter to him. What do I mean? He got hungry. How many hungry right now? You can say right now, I'm like Jesus. I'm not going to read all these scriptures. You just have to trust me on it. Check them out. Say, he got hungry. Keep looking. He got thirsty. Yeah. You mean God, Jesus got thirsty? Sure he did. What's wrong with you? Absolutely. He got tired. Yeah. He's wearied a lot. He had to get away a lot. He got sleepy. Remember that? On the boat. Great tempest arose. And where'd they find Jesus? He's down below doing what? Sleeping. You're sleeping while we're perishing, they said. No, yeah, because I'm sleepy. You think he ever said, leave me alone? I bet he did. He loved. Okay, he's just like us. He loved. He loved people in his life. We see that. He cared for people. When he looked at the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. He's just like us. I'm trying to make the case, guys, that Jesus is the Son of Man. You listening today or not? Are you getting it or not? You might say, why am I doing this, Clark? Well, it is because of who he is, and I think if you know that you can relate to him and he can relate to you and he loves you that much, that might be a nice little Christmas gift. Thinking he would do that for me. He was just like us. He got angry. Are you kidding me? Yeah, when he looked round about on them with what? Sure, the Bible says be angry and what? Sin not. No, he didn't get angry and sin. No, he was just in his anger. He was right for being angry, and he got angry. You ever tell people, well, you shouldn't get angry? Sometimes you should. Say. Sure you should. Anger is a real emotion. It comes from God. But uncontrolled anger? No. He got angry. Why? Because he was just like us. I think this is helpful. To know, okay, you know, okay, I have that. I do that too. He cried. Was Jesus a crybaby? No, he was not. Was he a whiner? No, he was not. Because being a crybaby and a whiner is sin, and Jesus didn't sin. Did you hear me? But we think whining and crying is not a sin. It is. Okay? We get by with it, but it's not good. I'm trying to raise children right now and teach them not to whine. You listening? Say. Don't you think that's right? Say. Come on. But he cried. He wept over Lazarus. Remember his friend? He cried. Sure he did. When he came near to Jerusalem, he saw Jerusalem. He wept over the city. Why? Because he's the Son of Man. Oh, he's the Son of God. But don't forget, in every way, he was human. He felt just like we felt. He was happy. Absolutely. He would get happy. I love some different artist renditions of Jesus. So often they paint him effeminate, or they paint him really sullen looking and just really pasty looking. What? I mean, man, a guy is 30, 33 years old. He's in the prime of life. Why don't you paint him with life, man? And I love some of the photos, but artist rendition. You know, obviously they don't know what he looked like, but they know he's a Jewish man. They know his age. I mean, a lot of Jewish people out there, you can probably get a pretty good idea of what a picture might look like. You know what I mean? No, it's not him, but I love it when there's a big smile on his face. You think Jesus had a big smile on his face? I guarantee it. All the people that would come to Jesus, he wouldn't get them like this. I think he had a beautiful smile. I do. I think his smile probably mattered because he knew he was going to be reaching out to people. You know what I mean? Show your teeth if you got them. Are you listening? Say that with me. Show your teeth if you got them. It's nice to smile, man. He was just like us. He got upset. He was troubled in his spirit. Did he get upset? Absolutely. Jesus got upset. Guys, getting upset is normal. He was normal. He was just like us. I'm not trying to pull Jesus down and not make him holy. No, he was holy. He was a sinless, spotless Lamb of God. It just makes me love him even more to know that you were the sinless, spotless Lamb of God and you were like me. And I can't make it through a day. Hardly. Without the old man screwing me up. Amen? Say, what an awesome Savior we have. He was just like us. He was tempted. You get tempted sometimes? So did he. You might get tempted with some things. He had the devil himself show up and tempt him. Hi, there he was. How do you like that kind of temptation? Crazy. He was tempted just like us. For we have not a high priest. Pop that one back up. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our what? Infirmities, but was in all points what? Tempted like we are. Say it with me. Yet without. People think Jesus sinned. He didn't sin. If you heard some preacher say that, he was wrong. Did you hear me? He was a sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Just because he was human. Now, he was like you and me in every way. Except that way. Did you hear me? Can you believe that? Wow. What a Savior we have. He was just like us. He suffered. Of course, we know that. He suffered in the garden. He suffered on the cross. He bled. His blood ran out. He bled. He died. He's the Son of Man. You might say, Clark, what are you doing? I'm trying to make the case from start to finish that Jesus Christ was the Son of Man. Did you hear me today? Say. Not leaving him there just with Mary. No, we're taking you all the way through. He was a man all the days of his life on this earth. He was just like us. He was buried. Just like you'll be buried, he was buried. Okay, wrapped in a little bit different way they did it, but he was buried. So he was the Son of Man. So did you get that part so far, yes or no? You might say, Clark, you're boring me. I hope not. I hope you're seeing something, learning today. Here's the deal. You might not know this, but Son of Man was his favorite name for himself. He liked being like you. He liked that. Amen? He did. And I can't even hardly fathom that. You're God from everlasting to everlasting, Jesus. The Bible says you created all things that are. You hold them all together. I did, he says. But when he came, he liked it. He liked being like us. Matter of fact, we're created in his image and in his likeness. Is that what the Bible says? That's why he came for us, because he loves us. And he used that title often. He used it to describe himself more than any other name. When you read your Bible, you don't see him going to town going, I'm Jesus, the Son of God. I'm Jesus, the Son of God. How are you? I'm Fred. Well, I'm Jesus, the Son of God. How are you? He didn't do that. But it's funny how we'll get saved or we'll come to a church and somehow we'll get all high and mighty. And he's God himself and he came to this earth and he was never high and mighty. Did y'all hear that or not? Say. Had a man come to my house yesterday. I don't know if you're here, Mr. Verizon Man. Are you in the audience? Okay, he might come. I bet he will. He says he listens to me on the radio. And he said to me that we talked. Good bit. And he said that the church they were going to, he quit going. His wife quit going because she got upset because they said something because she wore slacks to church. I know that background. That's the background I came from. You know what I told him when he left? I said, tell your wife I'm proud of her for leaving that church. Did you hear me? Yes or no? That's ugly of me, ain't it? Since when do we come to this earth? He came, he humbled himself, was like a man. We come, we get Christianity or whatever somebody teaches us, and we look down and we judge people and tell them how to dress. Have you lost your mind? Say yes or no. Are y'all listening to me or not today? Are y'all hearing that loud and clear? Say, thank you. Boy, that ticked me off. Amen? I tell him, here's what we tell you at Fellowship. Just come covered up, ladies. It's hard to preach if you ain't covered up. Amen. That makes sense, doesn't it? Say, can't church just make sense? Come on. I know I got off on that. Sorry. Son of man. He used it of himself many times in the Scripture. I just put a few up. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. The Son of Man would be betrayed. This is Jesus speaking. The Son of Man should suffer. The Son of Man would be lifted up. The Son of Man, he said, would be 3 days in the earth. The Son of Man will be raised from the dead. The Son of Man will send forth angels. The Son of Man will come again in glory. And there's other times that he used this terminology about himself. I'm the Son of Man. He was relating to us. He is like us. He loves us. He cares for us. You listening? Keep looking. It's not going to be a lot longer. But there are four times that he called himself the Son of Man. Four times that spoke to my heart. And this ain't going to take all day. I'm almost done. There are four times that he said, Son of Man, that spoke to me. And I want to share those four with you right quick. Son of Man. So we see he's just like us. He loves us. He came for us. Four times. Let's pop up number one. Here we go. Number one. The Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister. Where's the verse? Matthew 20:28. Even as the Son of Man, Jesus speaking, came not to be ministered unto, but to what? And to give His life a ransom for many. So the first Son of Man that spoke to my heart is that Jesus Christ came not to be ministered to, but to minister. Can you remember that? Say. Can you remember that's what we should be about, church? Are you listening or not? I've got a problem with people. I'm patient. I try to work at it for a while. But if people, they're Christians, and yet all they want to do is whine, and what can you do for me lately? It gets old with me in a hurry. Amen? Say. I believe as God's children, we're called to minister to people. Yes or no? Now, I love it when we minister back and forth. But don't try to guilt trip me into ministering to you. Or whine me into doing it. Y'all listening or not? See, guys, our calling is to be like Him. He's the Son of Man. He's God Himself. He came, and He came to minister, not to get ministered to. So shouldn't I minister and not just try to get ministered to all the time? Yes or no? And I'm not fussing or complaining. I just think it's good common sense. Amen. Come on. That's number one that spoke to my heart. Number two. It's not going to take long. Number two, the Son of Man, He said, came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man, say it with me, is come to do what? Seek and to what? Yeah. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. What do you think I should be about? You hear me today? That is what I should be about. Guys, you should be about that. He's God. He came and to seek and to save that which was lost. Don't you think we should do that? Say. That is His purpose for my life, is to seek and to save people that are lost, to love on people, to care for people. You listening or not? That's who we are at Fellowship Church. Well, you're always preaching Jesus. I always will. Why wouldn't I? It's the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. I don't have another message. I don't want one. Amen. He's called us to seek and to save. Why are you out there? Why are you billboards? Why are you bumper stickers? Why are you hats? Why are you this? Why are you that? So, to reach people. He became a person to reach people. I am a person already. Why ain't I reaching them? Amen? It's what I'm called to do. It's a good thing. The Son of Man, it spoke to my heart. Jesus, You came to seek and to save that which was lost. Hey, I want to do like You. Here's another one. that spoke to my heart. The Son of Man can alone forgive sin. Look at this scripture, Jesus speaking. But that ye might know that the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. The Son of Man, Jesus Christ, can alone forgive sin. Say that with me. Jesus Christ can forgive sin. He is at the right hand of God the Father right now. All authority has been given to Jesus Christ. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father, where He ever lives to make what for us? Intercession for us. He is the only one that can forgive sin. Should you pray in Jesus' name? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? Amen? I'm not saying if you pray and you just say God and you forget at the end to say Jesus' name, He's going to not hear your prayer. He will hear your prayer if you're His kid. Amen? But the point is, but He's seated right there to God the Father. He is alone the one who can forgive sin. Did you hear me today? The Son of Man. There's no other road to heaven. There's nobody else. Why would you try to go another way? You're not going to get your sins forgiven. The Son of Man. Here's the fourth one that spoke to my heart. The Son of Man, He said, had nowhere to lay His head. Look at this one. And Jesus said unto Him, say it with me. The foxes have, the birds of the air have, but the Son of Man has not where to lay His head. How does that speak to your heart today? How's that working when you want more and more and more and more and more? Amen? Say, can't have enough. I know what that feels like, man. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Jesus came just like us. Didn't have a place to lay His head. And I think you've heard me preach another message in the past. I think He didn't have a place to lay His head, not because He didn't have houses given to Him. Do you think Jesus ever had a house given to Him? I think He did. I think people said, come stay at my house. You can have what I have. Come on. But I believe Jesus says, no. I'm not going to plop down roots right here. I'm moving, baby. Okay, I'm going to this town and that town. And I'm fine with that. I have a mission to reach people, not to build me all kinds of houses down here, and I don't need that. I do believe Jesus probably took the house and said, yeah, but I'll take it. I'm going to give it to this little family down the street that has some youngins. They don't have a place to live. You hearing me, yes or no? It just spoke to my heart, these four things. I'm done with the message. Really, really short today. What the Son of Man taught me, as I studied, as I've looked at this many times over the years, but here's what the Son of Man taught me as I looked at Him. Number one, Gary, care for people. I left heaven because I cared for people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? I left heaven, Jesus says, because I cared for people. Gary, care for people. Care for people, son. Care for them. Care for them. All people. Amen? At Fellowship Church, anyone's welcome here. How about people that are practicing horrible sins? They're welcome here. I'm not going to change my preaching or try to make them feel comfortable to keep them. You listening? But it's the sick that need a physician. Amen? Say. Yes or no? We're not trying to run a club here. We've got a church. We want sick people to come. Amen? Care for people. Care for people. That's number one. Number two. Seek and share Jesus Christ with lost people. This is good for our new year, isn't it? Care for people this year, 2015. Seek and share Jesus with the lost. Guys, when are you going to get to the place where you're not ashamed of Jesus? When are you going to get to the... How old do you have to be? 90? Say, well, I'm 90 now. I'll say what I want. Why can't you make that decision when you're 30? Why can't you make that decision right now? I'm not talking about being obnoxious. Why in the world would you be ashamed of Jesus Christ? Yes or no? Say. Well, I don't know what my family or my neighbors are going to think. They're going to think it's fine. It ain't going to be that big a deal. If you don't get on your high horse and think you're all high and mighty, you'll be accepted most likely. When are you going to realize that and start seeking and sharing Christ with the lost? And if they don't accept it, it's okay. It doesn't mean you hate them. It means you still love them, right? Yes or no? Do that this year. That's what he learned. That's what I learned a little bit. Oh boy, number three. Would you realize you can't forgive sins? Say, I can't forgive sins. Say that with me. I can't forgive Boy, y'all are quiet. I like that pretty loud. I can't forgive sins. Only Jesus can. So, you know what I learned through this Son of Man little study? Is don't judge people. Certainly stop telling people what to wear. That's hilarious right there. Amen. Hey, you see me and Kim at the beach, you're going to see her in a little fine little bathing suit. You listening to me or not? You might not like us for that. Well, fine. I live in Florida. I like her bathing suit. You listening or not? Can we just be normal? Say normal. Do you think the world might like to have just some normal folk? I think Jesus became the Son of Man. He became just like us so that He could reach us. When we come to Christ and we act like something else other than like normal people, you're going to have a hard time reaching them. You hear me? Okay. I'm not saying sin. No. But I am saying don't judge people. That's what I've learned. I don't want to judge people in today forward. Amen? Say, come on. Fourth thing I learned that Gary learned, he didn't have a place to lay his head. Boy, I have a hard time with this one. Because I like stuff. I like stuff that's even free by the road. That's how bad I am. And now my back hurts so bad, you don't know the agony I'm in when I drive around after Christmas and see that stuff that those people are throwing away. And I want it, but I can't bend over and pick it up. It hurts me. Seek God's kingdom first and not what? Can you say that with me? Seek God's kingdom first and not what? That's the way He lived. No wonder crowds followed Him. Look at it. Back that up, Raj. You think we might get a crowd coming to fellowship? We already have a pretty good crowd. But you think the crowd might grow if we care for them and seek and share Jesus with them and we don't judge them? And we're seeking God's kingdom first and not their stuff. Do you think we might build a successful church for the Lord? Yes or no? I think that just might work. That's pretty simple, and I didn't put up on the screen for that. But I believe that might work. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Raj, I think we're done, ain't we? Jesus Christ gave up every right of royalty and submitted Himself to be called the what? Son of Man. Gave it all up to be called that. He did this so He could accomplish His mission to save people from their sins. What does Jesus' name mean? God saves. That's why He became the Son of Man, to complete His mission. There it is. I love that. Jesus, Son of Man. Let's praise the Lord for the Word this morning. Amen. Thank you for listening. I got it. I got it.